In the first few months after Pearl Harbor, Americans are frightened. They hear discouraging reports of lost battles in faraway places. To help put the conflict in perspective, the president asks people to listen to his fireside chat with a map at hand. Stores sell out, and newspapers pitch in by publishing world maps.
This war is a new kind of war. It is different from all other wars of the past, not only in its methods and weapons, but also in its geography. It is warfare in terms of every continent, every island, every sea, every air lane in the world. That is the reason why I have asked you to take out and spread before you a map of the whole earth, and to follow me in the references which I shall make to the world-encircling battle lines of this war. Look at your map. Look at the vast area of China, with its millions of fighting men. Look at the vast area of Russia, with its powerful armies and proven military might. If we were to stop sending munitions to the British and the Russians in the Mediterranean area, we would be helping the Nazis to overrun Turkey and Syria and Persia, the whole coast of North Africa itself, and with that, inevitably, the whole coast of West Africa, putting Germany within easy striking distance of South America, 1,500 miles away. I know I speak for the mass of the American people when I say we'll continue increasingly the policy of carrying the war to the enemy in distant lands and distant waters, as far away as possible from our own home grounds. We have most certainly suffered losses from Hitler's U-boats in the Atlantic, as well as from the Japanese in the Pacific, and we shall suffer more of them before the turn of the tide. But speaking for the United States of America, let me say once and for all, to the people of the world, we Americans have been compelled to yield ground, but we will regain it. We are daily increasing our strength. Soon, we and not our enemies will have the offensive. We, not they, will win the final battles. And we, not they, will make the final peace. The task that we Americans now face will test us to the uttermost. Never before have we been called upon for such a prodigious effort. Never before have we had so little time in which to do so much.